an interesting book in the office. It says how to interpret dreams. Gives you all the scenarios of whatever's in your dream, you know, try to help determine that. Hallelujah. But God gives you a dream. It's a purpose of fulfillment. God will never give you something that He don't intend for you to complete, to accomplish, to see through. Amen? Really doesn't. Amen. And I was teaching last Wednesday night is that God has connectors, people that connect. In the business world, we call it networking. That's an old term, been around for a long time. But I do like to go to meetings. I like to go to happenings where you can network, where you can meet people, you connect with them. Same thing for the church. The church people, they are connectors. You're a connector. I'm a connector. We connect with people. And we invite them into the presence of the Lord. I'm so glad that I'm part of an apostolic church that believes that the church is not confined to four walls. Not confined to a building. Never started out that way. It will not finish that way. It is a church that's on the move. And you cannot quarantine the church of the living God. If you cannot quarantine the Spirit of the Lord, you surely cannot quarantine the people of God. Quarantine them and put them in a box and lock them up somewhere and keep them away. The church is meant to be in the world, but not of the world. You're supposed to be salt, causing people to be thirsty. In a darkened and a world that seems to be just having no hope, no smile, the church is placed right in there as a light that's set on top of the hill. God didn't put the light in the valley, He put it on a hill, amen, on a lampstand. So the church is meant to be seen, meant to be felt, meant to be heard, meant to be enjoyed. Yes. For the Holy Ghost is righteous peace and joy in the Holy Ghost or the Spirit of God. So it is the atmosphere that changes things. And you're walking into a room that seems so gloomy and so down, and Jesus can change the atmosphere. Amen. And if you've got Jesus inside of you, full of the Spirit of the Lord, then you can change the atmosphere wherever you're standing. Wherever you're standing, you can change the atmosphere. You really can. Amen. You can walk into a group of people and smile at them, and you might get somebody to smile back at you. You just change the atmosphere. I was listening to something this morning, which makes a lot of sense. You know that parents today are not teaching their children how to shake hands? Just think about, have you taught your child how to shake hands? Okay, you're all guilty. I can tell that you're not saying a word. You're all guilty. All guilty. So what's that got to do with anything? Well, one of the things we do is we shake hands. It's a sign of friendliness. Amen? How many like shake hands with a we call it fish hands. How many like to shake hands with people and go, thank you, glad to meet you. You teach your child to walk up and shake a hand, look a person in the eye and say, hello, how are you? Glad to meet you. It's also that ability to communicate. Amen? So on your agenda, on the things to do, on your bucket list, put it down, teaching my children how to shake hands. Amen. I'm serious. How many like to shake hands? Somebody's got a fish hand, like a little wobbly hand. No, do not. Yuck. You say, where are you going with this, Pastor? I have no idea. I just feel inspired of the Holy Ghost, inspired of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. In cases like that, the best thing to do is start reading Scripture. So let's read Scripture. I'm serious. Teach your children how to shake hands. Amen. So good to have everybody here this morning with us, Community Life Center. We are going to the next level. We talked about it Wednesday night. Going to the next level. And it's so important coming up here with Brother Easter, being with us Sunday, and being through, I think, October the 3rd, which is on a Wednesday, every night, power packed. But it's up to us to connect with people in this community, in your relatives, in your family, and let's fill this building every night, amen, for Brother Easter to minister to. Not only will they be ministered to, I am coming looking to be ministered to, amen. I need to hear the word of the Lord as well. But it's not only for ourselves, but for others. We're living in the very closing days of the New Testament church. We really are. And the world is not going to wait on you for you or for me to get ready. It's going to happen. Yes, sir. Amen. Countries are lining up. Nations are lining up. So it's important to understand is that what God set out to do, He will finish. And He wants you to be a part of crossing the finish line. He really does. Amen. Genesis chapter 37. There are a few verses here I want to share with us this morning. And I want to start with verse number 2. These are the generations of Jacob, Joseph, being 17 years old. So we have established in this scripture at the very beginning that Joseph is age 17. He's a young man, teenager. No matter what age you may be, God has a purpose for your life. How do you know that, Pastor? Because He died for your sins on the cross of Calvary. Before you was ever born, the intention of God was that if you was born, that you was going to be the recipient of His grace and His mercy. Isn't that awesome? Yeah. It is really awesome. Now, it says, was feeding the flock with his brethren, and the lad was with the sons of Beli and with the sons of Zephi, his father's wives, and Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. In other words, he was telling on them. They wasn't doing something that wasn't too good. And so Joseph was telling his dad on his brothers. Let's look at verse number 3. And Joseph dreamed a dream. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all of his children. That's Jacob. Israel is Jacob. Because he was the son of his old age. And he made him a coat of many colors. Okay? Now verse 5. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brethren. And they hated him yet the more. There's some dreams you just can't share with people. Joseph had a dream, and he shared it with his brethren. And they hated him yet the more. Verse number 9. And he dreamed yet another dream. Well, this guy's a dreamer, isn't he? He's a dreamer. And told it to his brethren and said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obedience to me. Interesting dream. Let's go to verses 18, 19, and 20. And when they saw him afar off, even before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him. Verse 19. And they said one to another, behold, this dreamer cometh. Ah, you almost hear the aggravation in their voice. Oh, there he is. Dreamer, dreamer, dreamer. Here comes that dreamer. dreamer. There's that dreamer again. Let's look at verse number 20. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him and cast him into some pit. And we will say, some evil beast hath devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams. Boy, it's kind of tough to dream dreams. It can be very dangerous to dream dreams. How many still dreamers here?
Amen.
Huh? Amen. Be careful what you dream for. There could be some around you that really won't like you, won't like your dream. When I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the very first time, at a Pentecostal church in that altar. I saw a vision that was incredible. You'll have visions of things to come or the possibility of things to come, and then you attach that to some dreams. I was thinking today in the past few days about what happens when you dream dreams and they don't come to pass right away. I want to share with you Proverbs 17 and verse 3. Proverbs 17 and verse 3. The fitting pot is for silver, and the furnace for gold, but the Lord trieth the hearts. Now, if you want to try to get silver out of earthen material, you have to put it in a hot furnace. If you're trying to purify the gold and get all of the bad stuff to rise to the top so you can sort of take it off, you got to withstand the heat of that melting pot. God says, you understand the process of refining silver and you understand the process of getting to pure gold. I try the heart. I want to find out how pure the heart is. How strong the intention is. So this is what I feel like the Lord has given to me to feed the sheep with this morning, to share with the body of Christ. It's just thought here. Dreams are free, but the journey will cost. I want you to turn to somebody and say, dreams are free. But then tell them it's going to cost you. Two brothers were discussing their life goals after Sunday school. The first brother's goal was to be rich and famous. Second brother's goal was to follow Christ to the fullest. The second brother went on to reach his goal. His name was David Livingston, the renowned medical missionary and explorer of Africa. We know him as Dr. Livingston. The first brother that was wanting to be rich became very rich. But his fame came from another. The epitaph on his tombstone reads, "Here lies the brother of David Livingston." What is life all about? What is the point of it all? I'm asking this question this morning because it becomes important to you and me. Is life worth living? Some can come to the conclusion, yes, it is. Others say, I don't know, I've been very disappointed in life. Someone else in the Bible sort of thought that same thing. The Bible calls him the preacher. And these were the questions that the preacher raised when he began to have a discourse. And you can find that in the book of Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament. And the preacher, after experimenting and investigating life under the sun, in chapter 1 of Ecclesiastes, Solomon, which was known as the preacher in the scriptures, he comes to the very unique conclusion is that no life is worth living. He gave four arguments to support his conclusions. One, the monotony of life. You know, just getting up and going every day. Just the monotony of life. It's not worth living. He said there's a vanity about wisdom. The brutality of wealth. And he said the certainty of death. Now, being a wise man, we understand through the scriptures that he was the wisest man. Solomon then later on began to review his arguments. But this time there was a change. He brought God into the picture. What a difference it makes. Life is rewarding when we fulfill God's purpose for us, when we bring God into the picture of our life. Solomon's final admonition is that we accept life as a gift and learn to enjoy all that God shares with us. There's a lot of people that never finish their dream, and I think that's very, very sad. I could name some of the reasons, but me naming the reasons won't make finishing your dream any easier. Every one of us in this building has some kind of a dream. Come on. Some kind of a hope. Yes. Asking God to fulfill whatever it is we feel impressed about. I can say, number one, that Satan hates that you have a God dream or a God vision. God hates the fact we've got a vision to go to the next level as a church and seeing souls saved and added to the kingdom of God. The devil hates that. The devil's going to have a fit when we build that new building outside of this wall out here. In fact, he could be stomping mad. But I don't care, because I got a dream. I went by a certain church today. I'll leave it unnamed. As I was coming to the office this morning, I said again to God, God, Community Life Center, the Apostolic Church ought to be the biggest, largest church in town. In the city of Warsaw, the Apostolic Church ought to be the largest and the biggest in town. The biggest building. More services. More people than you could ever imagine. Preacher, you just want the crowd. No, the more people you have, baptized in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ and filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost is more people that's going to see Him face to face and worship around the throne of glory. Hallelujah. I can't wait until the city is turned upside down, because great is our God and the dream that we have. I can tell you opinion polls that people take. Opinion polls of today, no one cares about your dream like you care about your dream. The fear of men, some men love to shoot down your dreams. Joseph had a tough time because he would share with his daddy, and his daddy thought he was a little too haughty-minded. He shared with his brothers. It aggravated him so much that they wanted to kill him. Put him in a pit. Let's tell daddy that a big wild beast came along and kind of ate him up a little bit, and we'll just dip some blood in sheep blood, his new coat, that collared coat. Let's kind of bloody it up a little bit, and let's take a daddy and say this is what happened to him. No one understands your dreams like your dream. You may want to dream a little bit like, I don't want to live the life I'm living anymore or have lived. I don't want to be in a place of life that I've been for so long. My dream is living a better life. My dream is getting out of the pit that seems like I've dug myself into. My dream is having a family that's happy and prosperous and doing good. And my children, my dream is that my children will do better than I've ever done in my life. My dream may cost me something. My dream will cause me to have to go through a few things. A couple gets married, and next thing you know, they dream about, let's have a child. And they have one child, two, three, four, five, six, seven. You gotta be kidding me. Eight, nine, 10. Are y'all in your mind having 11 kids? It happens. It happens. But then you've got to feed those kids. You can't miss a day of work in your life. And all 11 of them want to go to college. It's going to cost you something for your dream. Going to cost you something for that dream. Hindrances will come along like boulders in the middle of the road. There'll be things will come along try to stop up the dream. When I look at the scriptures, I find this dreamer, Joseph. Now, Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age. Also, he made him a tunic of many colors. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peacefully to him. Now Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more. So he said to them, "Please hear this dream which I have dreamed." And there were binding sheaves in the field. Then behold, my sheaf rose and also stood upright, and indeed your sheaves stood all around and bowed down to my sheaf. And his brothers said to him, "Shall you indeed reign over us? Or shall you indeed have dominion over us?" So they hated him even more for his dreams and for his words. Then he dreamed still another dream and told to his brothers and said, look, I have dreamed another dream, and this time the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bowed down to me. So he told it to his father and his father, and his father rebuked him and said to him, what is this dream that you have dreamed? Shall your mother and I and your brothers indeed come bow down to the earth before you? And his brothers envied him, but his father kept the matter in his mind. When I make this statement, understand that Joseph was under God's complete providence as long as he held unto God's dream. I want to tell somebody here this morning, God wants to tell somebody here this morning, as long as you stay under God's providence, God will see that your dream is fulfilled. As long as this congregation stays under the providence of God's purpose and of His will, God shall see that the dream that He has given to you shall come to pass. Come on, church, let's have amen. However, for most of us, I think it would be safe to say that it's not wise to tell your dream to people who may not understand. At least it would be safe to say that timing is very important when sharing your dream. Don't do it like you're bragging. Joseph's father, Jacob, had already chosen Joseph as his chosen son, and had shown him preferential treatment. Joseph's brothers were very jealous and envious of Joseph and their father's relationship with him. Thus, the true story I'm telling you this morning of Israel being saved from starvation, and thus the story of Israel being led out of Egypt after 400 years, begins with a God dream given to Joseph. I'm here to tell you to feed this city with the Holy Ghost revival. Depends upon a God dream. Depends upon you staying in relationship with God to feed this nation of ours with the power and the strength of the Spirit of God. It is because God has given us a dream, like He gave Joseph a dream. And to get those people out of Egypt, out of the world, it's going to take a God dream. It's going to say, God, give me a dream bigger than myself. God, give me a dream bigger than my family. God, give me a dream bigger than my city. God, give me a dream bigger than anything I can ever imagine. Because as long as you give me the dream, as long as I stay in your providence, God, you shall see my dream come to pass. Hallelujah! Was everything easy for Joseph? No, it wasn't easy for Joseph. As he followed the dream, no, it wasn't easy. But I believe if we could ask Joseph what kept him going, he would tell us the dream. He hid the dream in his heart. He rehearsed the dream in difficult times and refused to allow anything to steal his dream. Do not allow anything in this life or trouble or trial or testing steal your dream. Don't let the world steal your dream. He rehearsed the dream in difficult times. And sometimes you've got to rehearse the dream. Before Joseph's dream became reality, what kept Joseph going through the trials of his life? What kept you going so far as your walk with God has been? What has kept you thus far? It's the dream. When Joseph was thrown into the pit, the dream. When he was sold into slavery, the dream. When he was exiled and exalted, it still was the dream. When he was accused of misconduct, it was the dream. When he was placed in seemingly forgotten prison, it was the dream. When it came with a plan because of Pharaoh's dream, it was actually his dream. When his brothers came in need, it was still the dream. When he saw his father again, it was the dream that brought them together. Joseph provides for Egypt and the countries all around Egypt, the dream. As Joseph provides for his brothers and fathers, it was the dream. I want to tell this church something. God wants to tell somebody in this place something. It's your dream that's going to affect your family. It's your dream that you've believed for your daughter. It's a dream that you've believed for your son. It's the dream that you've believed for the whole family. It's a dream that you've held on to these many years. It's the thing that you've believed God for. And you've got up in the morning time and said, God, is this going to be the day my dream comes to pass? And if it wasn't then, it's the next morning you get up. Is this the morning that I'm going to see you work in an awesome, powerful way? I don't know, but God is at this day, God, that you're going to do it. Is it this hour that you're going to bring it to pass? I'm telling you what, to dance on the streets of gold, to walk in heaven, to dance on the streets in the presence of God. It's a dream. But I get up every morning and say, I don't care. This is the day the Lord hath made, and I'm going to dream my dream. I'm going to believe God regardless. I'm going to trust God regardless. Come on, somebody. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, truck driver. I'm going to dream a dream that God gives me something better than I've got. I'm going to dream a dream. Oh, you ought to have seen this guy when I first saw him. He had a beard down to here. I'll compromise. I have never come across a man for so long of a time that simply had a balance in his life. Now, trials, tests, problems, going through them. I said, going through them. Yes. Going through them. Yes. Uh-huh. But I got a dream. You got a dream?
I do.
Oh, Kiko, raise your hands up right now. Come on, both of them. Get your hands back up and out. In the name of Jesus. God, hallelujah, long as he walks in you and in your presence, God, under your inspiration, the dream that he dreamed that you've given to him shall come to pass in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. Maybe you're dreaming a dream. I want to get out of the pit that I'm living in. Come on. Come on, maybe you're dreaming a dream. I don't want to live where I'm living. I don't want to be doing what I'm doing. Come on, keep dreaming. You got a dream? I said, you got a dream, Matt?
Yeah.
You got a dream?
Yes.
Come on. Come on. Oh, shatabohu shalabaha. Come on. Come on. Come on, Joseph. Come on, take you to this house over here. And I sold you as a slave. Then the slave master's wife comes along and tries to deduce him. He said, I got a dream. Come on, I got a dream. Come on. Just for that, we're going to put you in prison. Your devil will try to lock you up and try to tell you that your dream is not going to come to pass. 17 to 22 years, history tells us that Joseph was locked up into a prison. It don't make any difference how long it takes. It doesn't make any difference how long and what you go through. It's the dream that you dream. It's the providence of God that you never give up on. Come on. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. The dream that God gives you shall come to pass. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Whew. Come on. Get that thing. Come on, dream a dream. You got a dream? You got a dream? Come on. How big is that dream? Pretty big? Big, big? Big? Talk big? Reach to heaven big? Raise both your hands up right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank God. By the power and authority of Jesus' name, God, as long as you walk in the providence and the purpose of your will, God, those dreams shall come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, church. Come on, you got a problem? Come on. You got a problem? Eddie, you got a dream? Huh? You got a dream? It's a good dream?
It's like it was rough and it smooths out in the end.
Yeah. Okay. Smooths out in the end. Come on, Eddie. He said, I got a dream. He said, it looks like it's going to smooth out in the end. Come on, Joseph. Come on. You know what? I think Joseph was just as tall as Eddie was. Smooths out in the end.
It's kind of like your stop sign running through.
Is that a Texas rolling through the stop signs type of thing?
I don't know. It's just something, a dream I had when I was a kid.
Dream you had with a kid?
It happened a few times, but I haven't had it in 20 years.
Yeah. You believe God's going to give you that dream purpose?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
We're good. Good?
Because... Come on. Oh, come on. We're going to get that dream. Come on. Why don't you raise your hands up right now, but in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for the dream. God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, you never left it, never given up on it, never turned loose of it. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, let it flow right now. Let it flow in Jesus' name. Glory to God. That's it, Eddie. Come on, a couple ladies right now. Who believe in a dream? Who believe in a dream? Who believe in a dream? Dreams are free, but there's a cost to them. There is a cost to them. Come on, there's a cost to a dream. Dreams are free, but there's a cost. Come on, mama, lay hands on her right now. Come on, mama, lay hands on her right now. I need a sister-in-law. I need somebody. Come on, another relative here. Come on, in Jesus' name. I need another relative right now. Come on, that's it. Right now. I got a dream. Dreams are free, but they cost. They cost. You got to keep on going. Come on, you got to reach it. Come on, you got to reach it. I don't care what you go through. I don't care what you have to go through. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Dreams are free, but there's a cost. There's a cost. Mama, chill, I pray for your mama. There's a cost. There's a cost. There's a cost. A cost and commitment. Come on, a cost and commitment. A cost and commitment. Come on, a cost and commitment. A cost and commitment. Joseph, are you going to give up? Where there's no vision, where there's no revelation, the people cast off restraint. Where there's no vision, the people will perish. Dreams are free, Joseph. Come on, dreams are free, Joseph. It's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you your commitment. It's going to cost you every day to get up. It's going to cost you the pit where people will lie against you. It's going to be caught. You're going to be sold into slavery. Still got your dream, Joseph? Still have your dream, Joseph? Come on, somebody needs to turn loose and let God. Come on, turn loose and let God here this morning. Come on, turn loose and let God this morning. You're sitting in your chair. You're sitting. Come on. Let God. You got a dream. Cast into prison. 17 to 22 years. How long will it take to get your dream through? But Joseph never gave up on a dream. Never gave up on a dream. Do you understand this? Don't ever give up if you're living in the providence of God. As long as you're living in the providence of God, it doesn't make difference what you go through, what the world takes you through. God tries the heart. Is it a true dream? Silver is refined in the heat. Gold is purified in the heat of the trial. But God tries the heart. God was trying Joseph's heart. Is it still real, Joseph? Is your dream still real? God's asking you this morning, is your dream still real? God tries your heart through the tests, through the trials, through its seemingly unanswered prayers. Come on, Eddie. Come on, Eddie. Come on, let him get it. Come on, Eddie, get it. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, Eddie. That's it, Eddie. That's it, Eddie. Come on. God tries the heart. He wants to know if the dream is still real within inside of you. Is your vision still there? Come on, church. Come on, church. Come on, mother. Mother, come on, mother. He's trying your heart. Come on, dad. He's trying your heart. Dreams are free. Dream all the dreams you want, but there's a cost to the journey. The journey is going to cost. Cost in faith, cost in commitment, cost every year you wake up, every day that you live. The journey will cost you. Come on, church, it may cost us. The journey is not free. Revival is not free. Of God. Dream a dream in a building. But the journey will cost. Dream, dream, church. But revival, the journey of revival will cost. It will cost you holding on to your children when it seems like they're not listening. It seems like they're not listening to you. Come on, you've got a dream. Hold on to your dream. Hold on to your dream. Hold on to your dream. Dreams are free, but the journey will cost. Come on, Joseph, it's costing you. It's costing you, Joseph. The dream is free, but the journey will cost. But hold on to your dream. Walk in the Holy Ghost. Walk in the providence of God. God wants to tell you something. God wants to tell you something. The dream is free, but the journey will cost. Come on. Dream your dreams. You've gone this far. You've paid the price of the journey. You've paid the price of the journey. You've paid the price of the journey. Hold on, Joseph. Hold on, the dream's about to come to pass. Hold on, Joseph, the dream is already come to pass. Hold on, child of God, the dream is ready to come to pass. You've paid a price. You've paid the cost of the journey. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Come on, God's trying to tell you something this morning. Here comes the brothers. Here comes Dad. The dream is almost ready to come to pass. God fills the hungry and the thirsty. Hungering for God, hungering for His miracles, hungering for answered prayer. Here comes His brothers. Here come Joseph's brothers. And they bow down to Him. Dreams do come true. If you never, never give up and you walk and live in the providence of God, no matter what you have gone through, no matter what you have faced, no matter what you have endured, you've never gave up on the dream of seeing that daughter come back to God, to see that son come home. To see your family all sitting together in the house of God. They said they'd never come. But you had a dream that God gave you. And you've traveled the journey. And it's cost you some ridicule. It cost you some sneers and some snickers. Why do you worship like you worship? Because I have a dream. No matter what you go through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I will honor your dream. Trust me. I am the dream way maker.
Oh, well, let's love him, let's love him, let's love him, let's love him. Dreams are free, but the journey will cost. Journey home. The prodigal son, it cost him of getting off of the fence and going home. If you ask the prodigal son, was it worth the cost of the journey? Yeah. You never realize how much you miss what you have until you don't have it any longer. I lived, perhaps he said, the prodigal son, I lived in a foreign country and I thought I had friends in the world, but they forsook me when the money was gone. Yeah. The journey was worth the cost. Dream your dreams, they're free. But pay the price to see them fulfilled. There's such a depth of the Holy Ghost here this morning. There's such a depth of the Spirit of God here this morning. We're reaching the next level, church. We're rising to the next level. We're rising to the next level. Rising to the next level. My God. Come on, rising to the next level. Arriving to the next level. Without a dream, the people will perish. I'm so thankful we have a dream. And we've paid prices along the way to travel the road to see the fulfillment of the dream. Wow. God's not done here yet. He's not done here yet. God's not done here yet. Hallelujah. Sister Stephanie Overby of God wants me to tell you, God's not done with your dream yet. He's not done with your dream. Hold on to it. Finish it. Finish it. Come on, stay the course. Stay your course. Stay with it. Stay with your walk with God. Stay with your walk with God. Stay with your walk. Stay with your faith. Stay with your faith. Hallelujah. My, my, my. I don't know if God can dream or not. Rubbed himself in flesh, stumbling with a heavy wooden beam across his shoulders, tied there. Unseen voice whispering in his heart, stay with the dream. Stay with the dream. Paul said, I've run the race. I've finished my course. You're standing in the house of worship this morning because God dreamed a dream of bringing people back to Him. To bring humanity back to Him. Imagination runs wild. I can't say it's going to happen this way, but I can imagine. Run the throne of God in heaven. I can see someone way back there saying, I made it. I finished the dream. If it's your dream to see Jesus face to face, to see Him face to face, stay with it. Pay the price of the journey, the cost of the journey. Would you lift your hands one more time? Let's love Him together. Thank you for your presence, God, your anointing. Thank you for this people, God. Thank you for this congregation that is not giving up on the dreams that you've given to them. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.